Who is eligible to get a rates rebate? Adapted in 2026 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa, New Zealand Government. Find out what the eligibility requirements are and work out if you can get a rebate. How rates rebates are calculated. When working out if you're eligible for a rates rebate, your local council will check your income, how many dependents you have, and how much your annual rates bill is. Even if you can only meet some of the requirements, you may be still eligible for a rebate. How much can you earn? Each year, an income limit is set for the maximum rebate. Households earning up to this income limit can receive the full rebate. Households earning more may still be eligible, but the rebate amount will be lower. Supergold cardholders can earn more. Supergold cardholders and their households have a higher income abatement threshold for the maximum rebate. Households earning up to the Supergold income abatement threshold can receive the full rebate. Households earning more than this may still be eligible, but the rebate amount will be lower. You need to include a copy of your signed Super Gold card with your application. Click on the link www.govt.nz/supergold-card/. Get an estimate of how much rebate you might get. Use our rates rebate calculator to get an estimate. Click on the link www.govt.nz/rates-rebate-calculator/. Where you live. To be eligible for a rates rebate, 1. The property you pay rates for must be your usual place of residence. 2. You must be living in your own home at the start of the rates year, 1st of July each year. And 3. You're listed as your property's ratepayer on your local council's rating information database, RID, or one of the other types of property ownership and living situations applies to you. It's okay to have a short stay away, such as a holiday or hospital visit, but you cannot get a rates rebate if you do not usually live at your property. Other types of ownership and living situations. If you live in a retirement village, most retirement village residents, including people who live under a license to occupy LTO agreement, can apply for a rates rebate. Complete and include the Retirement Village Resident Rates Rebate Certificate form with your rates rebate application. You can find the form on this page. Click on the link www.govt.nz/rates-rebate-application-form/. You live in an owner-occupied flat or a company share flat or apartment. If your name is not on the rates bill but you live in an owner-occupier flat, such as a company share flat or apartment, you may still be able to get a rebate. Complete and include the company share apartment rates rebate declaration form with your rates rebate application. You can find the form on this page. Click on the link www.govt.nz/rates-rebate-application-form/. If you live in a trust-owned property, you need to be a named trustee and listed in the Council's Rating Information Database, RID, to be able to get a rebate. Contact your council if you're unsure. Properties you cannot get a rebate for. You cannot get a rebate for your property if you, 1. Do not usually live there. 2. Use your property mainly for commercial activities, for example, farming or business, or as a rental property or holiday home. And 3. Own more than one property. You cannot claim for other properties even if they're in a different council area. The total rates you pay. You need to find out how much rates you pay during the current rating year, from the 1st of July to the 30th of June each year. Your total may be a combination of 1. Local council rates, city or district council. 2. Regional council rates. And 3. Council water rates. Apply as soon as your first rates invoice arrives. Contact your local council or retirement village operator if you need help to get this information. Your dependents. Calculate how many dependents were living with you on the 1st of July. A person is not a dependent if, 1. You get a payment for them under Section 363 of the Oranga Tamariki Act 1989. And 2. They're your spouse or partner. Child dependents. These are children who, 1. Live at your home. 2. Are cared and provided for by you and your spouse or partner. 3. Were dependents aged under 18 on the 1st of July, not married and not in a civil union or de facto relationship. 3. You were not receiving payments for under Section 363 of the Oranga Tamariki Act 1989. Children in shared care count as dependent. Family dependents. Relatives are dependents if, 1. They live at your home. 2. You and your spouse or partner care and provide for them. And 3. They get a benefit from work and income, but not New Zealand superannuation. Your household income before tax. To work out your total household income before tax, you need to add up all the money you earned for the last tax year, the 1st of April to the 31st of March. Summaries from Inland Revenue and your payslips often call this amount your gross amount. Supergold cardholders have a different income abatement threshold than other households. See above for how rates rebates are calculated. If you live with a joint homeowner, partner or spouse, include what they earned during the same time period. Do not include their income if they do not live with you, and do not include your dependents' income. Your household income may come from, for example, 1. Wages. 2. Salary. 3. Government benefits and payments. 4. Pensions. 5. Self-employed income. 6. Bonuses. 7. Overseas income. 8. Interest or dividends. The rates rebate application form lists more income sources that you need to consider. Get proof of your income. You'll need to include proof of your income with your application when you apply. You can get this proof from Inland Revenue or Work and Income. Proof of income from Inland Revenue. You can get an income summary by logging into Inland Revenue IR. Click on the link https://www.ird.gov.tz/income-tax/income-tax-4-individuals/understanding-your-income-summary-in-my-ir/request-a-summary-of-income. You can also contact IR's self-service number, New Zealand only. Click on the link https://www.ird.gov.tz/contact-us/self-service-options. Proof of income from work and income. You can ask your case manager to give you a letter showing your income. Call Work and Income on 0800 559 009, New Zealand only. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay service. Click on the link www.nzrelay.co.nz. If you're self-employed, you'll need to provide a copy of your complete set of financial accounts, IR3B or IR10. These forms can be found on the Inland Revenue website. Click on the link www.ird.gov.tz/income-tax/income-for-individuals/what-happens-at-the-year/individual-income-tax-return-ir3/complete-my-individual-income-tax-return-ir3. Talk to your council about eligibility. If you have any rates rebate questions, including about your eligibility for a rebate, contact your local council. Click on the link https://www.lgnz.co.nz/local-government-in-nz/councils-in-aotearoa/council-websites-and-maps/. More information. For more information about rates rebates, visit, click on the link www.govt.nz/getting-a-rates-rebate/. End of Who is Eligible to Get a Rates Rebate.